The next patient is Balbina Miranda, first name, B like in boy, A like in alpha, L like in Lima, B like in boy, E like in India, N like in November, A like in alpha. Miranda, M-I, R like in Roger, A, N like in November, D like in Delta, A, Miranda. This is a clinical case of a 75-year-old Mexican female that is a patient of Mr. Gill, PA-C, that is referring this patient for the presence of proteinuria, period. Mrs. Miranda has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been present for more than 30 years. Interestingly, she doesn't have any eye compromise or cardiovascular she doesn't have any eye compromise, but she has some cardiovascular disease. She has coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation, cardiomyopathy. Period. She has sleep apnea, osteoarthritis, and a solitary nodule in the lung that has been followed for a long time. The patient had a renal ultrasound that was completely normal. The laboratory workup, the interesting part is that the patient has a serum creatinine that is 0.8 with a BUN that is 18 with an estimated GFR that is 75 mL per minute. Sodium, potassium, chloride, CO2, and ion gap are within normal limits. The patient states that the control of the blood sugar is adequate. I don't have a recent hemoglobin A1C. Period. The microalbumin creatinine ratio is 485. That is definitely elevated, with a protein creatinine ratio of around 300 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. The ultrasound of the kidney that was done in the past is completely normal. There is no evidence of calcifications. Okay. There is no evidence of obstruction. There is no cyst formation. Okay. And it's CVS responsible, right? Okay. Period. With this information, this patient definitely gets benefit of the SGLT2 inhibitor. We are going to start the patient on Farxiga, 5 milligrams on daily basis. She was explained about the need for her to follow the body weight. She is also advised to decrease the sodium intake as low as possible, and the fluid restriction is about 40 ounces in 24 hours, unless she starts losing weight too fast. At that time, it will be a Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A effect, and she has to compensate by drinking more fluids. The diet is a plant-based diet that was explained in detail, and all the information in a written fashion was given to the patient. Number two. The patient that has a history of atrial fibrillation, and she's status post watchman procedure. That was recently done in 2022. She's not on anticoagulation. Following number, the patient is overweight. BMI 31. We are going to ask the patient to lose 10 pounds. She is 160 pounds today. In order to be able to help her effectively. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Blood pressure today, 149 over 61. Following number of hyperlipidemia on pravastatin. Following number coronary artery disease, the patient is taking ranolazine, RANOLAZINE, 1,000 milligrams every 12 hours. Following number, the patient apparently was exposed to a secondhand smoke and she has a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is very well compensated. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, anemia. This anemia doesn't correspond to CKD. She has been seen at the cancer center, and she's receiving a progress period. According to the information given by the daughter, they are thinking in the possibility of doing a bone marrow to investigate this anemia furthermore. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We are going to see this patient in a couple of months with laboratory workup. I spend 15 minutes in the interpretation and reading of the referral, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.